there are.
And then I agree, be smart, and that's why I don't want to raise outside of the EU two grand, put it down the coast of the rest, because they're too ham-handed. That's the scary thing, different than, you've never gotten caught in anything, you've done.
I've never done anything, I'm like Larry, you know.
Which raises another point, which that, on the purely political terms, forget about the government or anything else, but this dumb son of a bitch is really got, I think, got us in a terrible bind, and I.
Larry?
Yeah, so.
Made that 250?
Yeah, well, the jackass is gone, the 250 doesn't make any difference. Well, maybe it does, on the merits, there's probably a problem too, I don't know about that, but what bothers me.
No problem.
All right, but what bothers me is at a time when we've got McGovern on the ropes because he can't run his own goddamn staff, and our whole, as we generally agree, our basic issue against him is incompetence. Here we have the Secretary of Defense, the second ranking member in the President's cabinet, is out saying that the President is stupid. That's in effect what he said, and that I don't give a damn what his policy is, if I'm against it. And that's a lousy spot for us to be.
He's
who's talking?
Henry. Twice.
Sir.
Twice. Well, Laird does what he always does. He says to Henry, I'm not against this president. I'm not against the spending suit. Say anything you want over there. As if we're put out that I'm for the spending suit. But meantime, in a very effective way, he's cutting us up with the press and the Congress.
On the ground, he says, no effect of defense, which we never intended to affect.
Well, doesn't, the sanctuary doesn't affect defense. As a matter of fact, well, I went on the Today Show and I got a specific question on that, and I talked about battleships and I defended his damn defense budget up one side and down the other.
Oh, he knows that Cap went through the whole thing with him before they went up.
The yeah, and the other thing that he said
it wasn't consulted,
which is a damn lie. He was consulted specifically by Cap, and then he was here for the breakfast and the cabinet meeting before the thing ever was finalized and announced.
I'll let you know.
Say, I think it has birthday, and this is my card. My wife is in the game. It's not happening.
Okay.
Oh, of course he was there.
Yep.
He heard the damn thing discussed.
That's right.
Never raised his damn voice. What the hell's he up to?
Well,
made his own mark.
I think so. Because at the same time, within a day, he comes out with his nominees for Secretary of Defense in the second term.
He's also total insubordination.
He cuts Rush out.
Let me put it back. Rush was in one list spot.
Well, in another list where Rush didn't even appear, and the press noticed that. And there are no merits.
He added Rush in, but he nominated Connolly and said he preferred Rockefeller.
Yes, sir. Well, there are no substantive merits to the spending ceiling. The spending ceiling is a political gimmick, and it has quite a lot of magic in it, in terms of higher taxes, in terms of holding their people alive.
I got a whole question here. He's to get Larry to put a statement out. Put a statement out the effect that he misunderstood this. Did he misunderstand? He's talking to get this through my career. They say that this money seeking does not affect defense. You should say that. And the Air Force is sport. No, I was concerned about it too, but I get so used to having Air Police Rogers as a pipe down or something.
Yeah.
And you get pushed around. Larry has always been a bad man. That's all there is to it. Son of a bitch is a leader or not. Can't imagine a Russian going
after you. No. Can't imagine anybody who's right on the
honorable guy.
Oh, yes, you can. You can write on it. You're stupid ass from the cabinet from a political standpoint.
Yeah, but Larry is not a stupid ass from a political standpoint. He's a damn shrewd guy from a political standpoint. Whatever he's doing, he's really, he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what his effect will be, and he doesn't make mistakes.
He is. He's one of a kind. He
I've never seen a guy with a lie like he does. Yeah. He is unbelievable. Did you call him or something? Oh, no.
First
of all, I don't know what you want.
Yeah.
off in your other favorite cabinet officer, Mr. Romney, today.
What the crisis matter, though, we're going to keep him now.
We're going to keep him, but he demands a personal audience with you to discuss it.
Discuss keeping him?
Yeah. And,
I'm meeting any other cabinet people.
I say, I may have to break it off. I may
sorry,
just,
but if you think I have to see him, I'll see him.
Well, I don't think you have to see him.
All right, I won't.
I think this can be done by message. I think I can tell him what your view is. And I deliberately want to make it fuzzy. I don't want him to be in a position to cross-examine you and pin you down. Tie your hands on
him. Frank doesn't believe.
Well, that's what I say. That's what it may come
to.
Okay.
You'll be in a little bit. Especially his goddamn organization is going to go. You'll find the same. You know, it'll sputter and screw around like Goldwater's did and Gardner's did, and it'll go out
yeah.
for
yeah.
Poor old George will be sitting around there hoping to get back to the church.
Well,
why is it? What the crisis he wants the audience about? How long he's going to stay on? What?
His future.
He's already talked about his future.
He's like, why don't talk about it?
So you know, you can tell him anything. Then we'll do otherwise.
Well, see, he won't take it from me. That's the point. And I'm going to be in a position of saying, look, the president does want to talk to you face-to-face
yeah.
about
just
this.
Say that there are other cabinet officers also.
Absolutely.
I simply say that.
Absolutely.
The president doesn't believe there should be any discussion on the cabinet before the election.
Okay.
On the other hand, if you do this, if it's satisfactory, he completely understands if you want to move.
Hodgson came over and gave me a big Hamlet act the same way. On his future. And no, he's going to stay on, and
fine.
He's going to tough it through.
Right.
He doesn't expect to stay the second term,
yeah.
But he's questioning what's going to happen, and everybody's wondering, and there are a lot of rumors,
right.
This and that.
Well, that's, perhaps we should develop a line. Shouldn't the line be that the entire cabinet will be changed? Maybe that's to our advantage.
Right, I don't have that. But you must have been wrong. It seems to me if you say that, what you're saying is that we have a very good crew.
Well, and it also loses you some things that you might otherwise get. You're going to go into neighborhoods where you say, John Volpe's been my good right hand.
Yeah, all right.
And everybody says, that's all right, you know. And
no, I can just say that. No, this is fine to me.
Well, same. We're wondering what's going to happen. You can say there's a guy sitting in the Oval Office who wonders, too. There's
sure.
a decision going to be made on November 7th. And it's a mutual matter. A mutual matter that will be discussed with each cabinet officer. With each cabinet officer. Which is not me.
After the election.
But after the election, not going to be in discussion in cabinet before the
right.
election. I think that's because each one, some want to leave. Some, this is a matter of decisions to be discussed after the election. These are matters to be discussed after the election. Now, with regard to tell George, or you would tell him that Hodgson, for example, okay.
I will.
And then we've gone over this with him. And that this is a matter that the president considers a personal matter with each one. And we'll have to see that son of a bitch afterwards. Then we'll just say, not say, George, I think you ought to leave. I don't agree to leave. I don't think we should keep him one day after January 1st. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I see no reason. I see no reason to keep him. The line I took with Hodgson was that nothing would be decided, that you're going to keep all your options open until after the election. Because obviously, there were strong negatives to making any kind of a decision with regard to any cabinet officer before the election. And I cited the Volpe example. As far as the White House is concerned, we're all going to tender our resignations to the president as a matter of form, as a matter of custom. And I assume that the cabinet and the sub-cabinet will want to do the same thing. And then I left it that. He says, I agree with that procedure. I think that's very sound. He says, I don't plan to be here in the second term. And he said, I'm making my plans accordingly.
He's a hard man to replace.
Even that is disadvantageous because if these guys start making their plans, word starts getting out, and so-and-so
sure.
is going to be president of such and such a college,
yep.
and so-and-so is going to be chairman of the board of such and such a company.
Let me say it's inevitable.
Yeah,
I mean, let me say also that I
wouldn't encourage it, but
let me say I think you should do the best you can. Don't put what's best for us and spike through the November period and then make announcements. But I think that a lot of this sort of in-house stuff we are more concerned about. I am concerned if Larry affects a major offensive in the administration in terms of spending.
and I don't think we ought to put you in that position.
What do you want to tell him?
Well, I'm going to tell him just this, that all these questions of the future of the cabinet are intentionally being deferred.
Yeah, and that obviously the president will take into consideration the personal problems of each member of the cabinet. Is that something that some don't want to stay, some want to stay a little while, others want to leave? And we'll look into all those things afterwards, and then afterwards we do what we goddamn please. That's the way to do it. We just make the decision, I think, to go to the country to society.
This is what you said, I'd like to say. Let's say, well, so the president would like to say, and we'll find out on November 7th what the situation is. You can't evaluate it until after that. It would be very bad to have a story that so-and-so is going to stay or that so-and-so is going to
die. Right, that's true.
If somebody's going to stay, then everybody else is going to be, how about me to keep an old George?
Well, more than that, if you were to say Romney's going to stay, that's a negative to certain elements.
It then becomes a camp, then the camp, that guy becomes a campaign.
Yeah,
if yours, they say Romney's going to stay also, you know, and they run against the campaign.
Sure.
And just as no candidate for the presidency would announce his cabinet ahead of time, unless he's suited. No president is going to announce his cabinet.
Yeah.
Second president.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me say, use your judgment. You think going after these assholes is the right thing?
I don't think you ought to go without Gregory.
Yeah.
This group, you can have it.